Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Okay, firstly, yes, my voice is back. Doesn't sound like I just woke up. So I'm very, very relieved to report that back to you guys, as you can obviously hear. And I'm feeling really, really great. How is everyone feeling today? I feel like I'm in really great spirits. We are currently in the second week of November, and, you know, new month, and I love the fall season. I realized, I don't know why. I think as it pertains to me, I can't move to a climate. Well, I wouldn't permanently relocate to a climate where it's warm all year round, because I think I enjoy the seasons. Now, I don't like excessive weather conditions, meaning like if it rains a little bit, okay, whatever. Like, I don't really like rain, but rain serves its purpose, and hopefully it's not like a hurricane or anything like that. But I don't enjoy snow at all, because it completely alters, you know, your driving conditions. I live on the East Coast. I'm from New York. So if you are on the East Coast and you experience, you know, the winter and snow, like, snow is annoying. Why? Because you have to deal with the collateral damage of whether the snow sticks. And if it does, then it's going to turn into ice. There's like so much work that you have to do preparing before and after. And I know we're currently in fall, so I'm getting ahead of myself, but you guys are picking up what I'm laying down. I do enjoy the fall because I think it's like perfect. You can wear something light during the day and then maybe something a little bit more, you know, warmer at night. But I like, you know, the colors of the trees. And I don't know, I think also symbolically, it's like just getting rid of, you know, whatever just doesn't serve you. You're packing up the summer. I tend to get the most leanest, I notice, in the fall and winter time. And I think it's honestly because it's so funny. Like, we try to lose weight in summer for summer, when we all know that honestly, like, you know, summer bodies are made in the winter time. But it's like, for me, my winter body is already like usually a lot leaner than my summer body is, because when you're out in the summertime, you're going to be outdoors, right? And you're going to want to eat way more things. You're going to want to eat outside. Every activity pretty much revolves around eating. So that's the unfortunate part about summer. But I personally, like, I do enjoy summer, but I wouldn't really say that I love summer, but I do enjoy it. I like that you don't have to, you know, wear jackets. And I love how at nighttime, when there's no sun, it still feels very warm when you're outside. I think that's my favorite part about it. But yes, overall, I would say that I'm a fall girl, which is interesting because I'm actually born in the spring. And I kind of think spring and fall are kind of similar, but spring would be a lot more cooler, in my opinion. I mean, let's be honest here. April is when my birthday is, April 21st. I'm a Aries and Taurus cusp baby. But yeah, it's usually kind of cold. Let's be real here in spring. I really have rarely recalled it being, it feeling like what we think spring is supposed to feel like, I guess. So yes. But anyways, I've had a really, really great week. I feel like I got to catch up on a lot of rest. So I've been going. I was in St. Thomas and then I was visiting, you know, Haley. And then I've come to also accept and realize my life is actually never going to slow down from this point on. It's kind of always going to be like this. Like I'm always going to be going somewhere because I do have a pretty like decent sized friend group that I keep in contact with on a consistent basis. So, and you know, as you, at some point or another, you're like closer to one person in the friend group or whatever, and you spend more time with them. And then that sort of like, you know, I call it doing rounds, like you do your rounds. And so I've been spending a lot of time, you know, going back and forth to where Haley is. And we've been having so much fun and we're going to be doing some vlog together and things like that. And then I have one of my other best friends who lives in Albany. So I'm going to see if I'm going to be visiting her. It's just a lot. We got a lot going on here and I'm just one person. And then in addition to that, my editor is coming up this week. I'm actually pre-recording this podcast, you know, getting ahead of the game. You know how I do now. So yes, we have a very busy week. And guys, fun fact, I'm actually going to be vlogging. So this is very different for me because I'm going to be incorporating a lot. Well, yes, a lot of different type of content into my channel because I will be participating in Vlogmas officially. If you don't know, now you know. And this is why you should listen to the podcast because you guys get to know a lot more different stuff. So yes, I will be doing Vlogmas for the very first time. I'm actually not nervous. I'm not going to sit here and lie about that. I'm not nervous. I'm actually excited because it kind of gives me a little bit of a break. You know, a lot of my videos are very research intensive and require like a lot of planning, to say the least. And I think it'll be nice to just kind of let you guys in on my life and show different things. Like I know I've been asked a million times, show me a makeup routine, show me your skincare routine, show me your workout routine, all these different things. And I never did it because to me, it's like one, every single thing you put on the internet, people are going to criticize. And it felt more comfortable for me to post research-based things more than like my workout routine, and then people ridicule that. Oh, that's not how you do it. But I just realized I don't care. Like if people want to see this, these things, and this, you know, makes you guys feel more closer to me. And these are things that also are very important to me. Like if you know me personally, you would know that like fitness is actually a pretty huge part of my life. And I've always kind of told like my close friends, like when I hit 500K, I'll open up like another channel that'll be dedicated to like my holistic lifestyle and my fitness. So who knows, maybe that'll still be up on the table, but I am very passionate about fitness and health and things like that. And, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. I'm a Christian. And it's just very, very important to me that mind, body, you know, soul, you know, mental, emotional well-being is a huge part of my life. I don't know. I guess that's like the earth sign in me. So yes, very, very important. And I'm super excited to actually vlog because I'm going to be showing you guys so many different things and I am so excited, guys. I got a new vlogging camera. So I finally got the vlogging camera that everybody talks about, which is the Canon G7. I don't even know the name of it. The Canon G7X. Yeah, I think that's it. Now there's a Mark II and a Mark III of these versions. And I'm assuming the Mark III, I believe, was the latest version. And I specifically got the Mark II just because when I went on BestBuy.com, the reviews were all, there were like over 1,000 reviews for the Canon G7X Mark II as opposed to the Mark III. So I know myself, I like whatever's new. Like I am a very, very like new type of person. I love new everything, new beginnings, new starts, everything. And I said to myself, I'm not going to bite my own like, you know, I don't know what term I'm looking for, but I'm not going to try and get what's new versus what I know works and what's tried and true. And that so many other people have just because the newer one came out. So I got the Canon G7X Mark II and I'm so excited to use it. I said to myself, okay, if you want to learn how to use this camera really quickly and become a vlogger, then okay, record your podcast. And this is what I'm talking about, angels, when I talk about incentive and having a reward system, like what my therapist taught me. I wanted to unbox it so bad, so bad. I just wanted to, you know, look at it and just like play around with it and see what it's like. And instead I said, nope, I'm going to do my work first. And then after, I can go and explore the camera. And I have a bunch of other things to get done today. And it's not really the earliest in the day. It's currently 3:01 p.m. right now as I'm currently recording this. But for me, I've learned also in my journey that it doesn't matter what time it is, because as long as I tell myself I'm going to get something done, I've become very good at actually getting it done, even if that means going to bed at 12 midnight. Now, that brings me back to what I was talking about before. I feel super well rested, thank God, because I was on go, go, go. At one point when I stayed at Haley's, we literally, she's an early riser no matter what time she goes to bed. And I don't know if it's my age or if it's just me genetically. I cannot function off of very little sleep. Like, I'm 27 and Haley is 24. So we're not even that far apart really, but I just don't know how I'm looking at her and I'm like, oh my God, like I wish I could just do this. Like we literally went to bed one night at 5 a.m., which her and I have never done. Like her and I are usually in bed, honestly, maybe latest, like on a super, 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 super late, like tip 3 a.m., but that's rare. Her and I are usually in bed by like midnight, 1 a.m. max. Like we do not stay up till 5 a.m. Like that's just not what we do. And we looked at each other like, who do we think we are? Why are we staying up till 5 a.m.? And we weren't out, by the way. We were just talking amongst each other. And Haley's like, Aisha, we're waking up early tomorrow. I'm like, darn it. Okay, fine. So she woke me up at like 8:10 a.m. That is not super early in the morning normally, right? But when you're running on 3 hours of sleep, you're gonna feel it. And like my body just doesn't respond well. So I feel very like lethargic and just mashugana. And like I feel like my face looks very puffy, like things were not digesting properly or anything. Like I just don't feel well. And then in addition to that, like you're not allowing your body to properly like function. Like there's sleep is very important, especially for someone like me. And there, it really is true, angels. There is something to be said about beauty sleep, because when you are well rested, not only do you feel better, but it also increases and enhances your immune system. When you are not getting proper rest, your immune system gets, it's more easily compromised. So that's fun, you know, a fun fact. Now, okay. I gave you guys probably the longest update I ever have so far in a podcast. I kind of want to talk about today this whole trend of being like that girl or being the it girl, which I have also participated in myself because you guys have responded super well to those videos. What exactly does that mean for you and to you being, you know, that girl? I think it's, you know, as we are approaching the winter and the colder, you know, months and the colder climate, I think it's so important to consider what it's like to really, really like nurture ourselves. It's so easy to be that girl when everything is going really, really well for ourselves and we feel super happy. But in those moments of idleness and when we don't have like that guy to entertain or a guy to like, you know, hang out with or whatever the case is, or that constant stimulation maybe of going out all the time, then where does your mind go? You can't throw everything in the garbage because, you know, you're not getting immediately what you want in that moment. And I completely understand what that feels like. And another thing I want to say is like a part of being the it girl, as I would say, or that girl, is having and cultivating that compassion. And the only way to do that is to allow yourself to feel. You know, the other day someone wrote messaged me or something saying, based on my last podcast episode, like, hey, Aisha, like, I'm surprised that you were doing this and you were doing that. And in the moment, I was just thinking like, wow, like, it's easy for things to get lost in translation, you know, via text or anything like that. So the last thing I ever do is really take anything personal. It's just for me, in that moment, I'm not going to lie to you guys, it kind of made me feel like, okay, maybe I shouldn't share the things that I go through because it allows for public opinion like this, where someone is literally messaging me giving me a storyline of everything that I said in my podcast, my last episode, which I personally have no problem with, in terms of what I said. And they're saying, oh, I'm so shocked that you would do something like this, when I didn't do anything, actually, in all actuality. It just, people, depending on where they are in their lives, like to blow things up or take things out of context. And basically that person, I guess, was saying like, you should know better than to entertain someone like this, and you should know this, and I'm shocked that you did this. And it's like, when I think about that, I'm just like, I don't think that individual realizes that, one, I am sharing this because this is not something at all that I'm ashamed of, and I did not do anything that I'm not proud of at all, you know, with any individual. Nor would I have shared that story if I felt like, you know, of course, it was going to be ridiculed really like that. And it wasn't. Honestly, it was literally only one person. But I'm saying that to say that I don't think that that individual probably has cultivated enough compassion maybe in their lives. Because when I share things with you guys, I've said this a million ways till Sunday, that I am not a perfect individual. And when I'm sharing these things with you guys, or anything in my life with you guys, I would hope that you guys can cultivate the same compassion that I have for you guys, where when you guys message me and tell me things, and you guys tell me so many different things, even in my consults, and I never once think, oh, this person is so silly. I'm so shocked that they would do this. Oh, I'm like, okay, I understand. Sometimes we need to hear things out loud, whatever the case is. But I think me being in this, you know, role of kind of being a teacher and things like that, it really allows for people to maybe put you on a pedestal, or me on a pedestal, and say, oh, I can't believe you would even entertain something like that. And it's like, I'm a human being, and I shared that story to help someone else. Everything I share is to help you guys, and also help myself. I'm not a perfect individual. And at the end of the day, I stand by and fully, you know, I'm proud of the things that I've done in my life, because everything is a lesson or a blessing. And all I would like to add in regards to that is to just make sure that you're being as compassionate as you can, because when you live a life like that, where you behave in that manner, where you're like, oh, you are, oh my God, you create a life where not only are you going to be living inauthentically, okay, but you're also going to not allow room for other people to share things with you, because that mentality is very judgmental. You never want to be like that. And I think in all of our lives, maybe at some point or another, we've all been there. So I even extend compassion to that individual, and would honestly, you know, encourage them to look inward, so that they are focusing on their own lives, instead of maybe putting, when you put anyone on a pedestal for anything, okay, that's not the wisest thing to do. Yes, we admire people. Yes, we have people that we look up to and things like that. That's normal. But a lot of people don't know how to balance those expectations, and they put so much pressure on who they see and the people, that they forget that they're human beings. And when they do normal human being things, it's like, so grandiose and so shocking, like, oh, no way. And it's like, but are we not all human beings? Like, I don't understand, you know? And if someone even has a moment of weakness, and I'm not even specifically talking about myself, allow people to have that, right? That is the biggest thing that I've learned, because I think even with me being someone that I would consider to be a wise person, that's the biggest thing that I've, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned with other people is, it's so easy, right? We've all had a friend, or maybe even been the friend that's like, oh, I'm done with this situation. I'm not going to deal with it anymore, right? And you're just like, yeah, girl, be done with it. Then that individual comes back and they're like, oh my God, so I spoke to so-and-so again. And you were like, wait, but I thought you said you were done with them. Honestly, and then you start reacting in a way where you can either make that person feel comfortable and say, hey, listen, you already know how I feel about this, but hey, I understand you have to learn from this, and I'm not here to judge you literally at all. Or you could be that friend that says, you know, oh my God, I'm shocked that you would do this. Honestly, clearly you're not in a good place in your life. Like, we don't have to play, you know, judge and jury with everyone. We don't have to play God, because life is going to teach people lessons. If you're really, really right about whatever it is that you're saying, then let life teach people. Just be supportive. Like, I don't think, you know, because I promise you with that type of mentality, it's going to bite you and you're going to end up being in that same situation where life is going to force compassion on you. Trust me. So that also is a part of being the it girl. In my personal opinion, I'm telling you, like, compassion, compassion, compassion. Another thing is being grateful. Like, I stopped reading The Power for a bit by Rhonda Byrne. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Byrne's, I think. And I realized how easy it is to just forget all that I've learned. I did a 28-day grateful meditation when I read The Magic, and it really changed my life. And it still has. And it's easy now for me, because I was doing that for so long, to tap back into that, you know, frequency of being grateful. But it's, I literally sat down last night and I was like, all right, I want to be in bed by like 10:45. And I was like, okay, cut off the TV, no more watching TV, let's read a book and let's go to sleep. Because I also haven't read it in like a couple weeks. And I was like, I want to impart this knowledge back into my head. And it's like, as soon as I read it again, or I continued reading, I felt so good. Like, I felt so uplifted and just happy. Like, ah, there she is. And it makes me think to myself, okay, well, wow, it's so easy to just, when things are not going the best for you, it's so easy to spiral out of control and like think about all the negative things. And I actually listened to a sermon by Pastor Stephen Furtick, and he was saying, stop crying because it's coming. And that also resonated with me very deeply, because I was thinking to myself, I am sure all of us have desires in our hearts where we want things, and it's so easy to focus on the things that we want that all that's doing is creating a frequency of lack, where all we're doing is highlighting what we don't have, how far we are away from our goals. And how can you become the it girl if you're going to only pay attention to how far you are from where you want to be? That energy is not going to make you want to be the it girl. That energy is not going to make you do anything to actually become her. But it's about being, doing what it takes to be that person, and not focusing on the how, just focusing on the right now. It's going to get done. Whatever you want, it has to work for you. It has to work for you. You have to remember that. Like, you can't focus on, oh my gosh, like, I wish that I was making X amount of money. Girl, we all do, okay? This includes myself as well. Like, we all have different levels and things like that we all want to reach for ourselves. But if we just continue to focus on how far we are away from those things, it's not going to make us want to achieve them. And it's going to just feel more and more distant from us. And then next thing you know, what are we putting out into, you know, the universe and the world? How is God ever supposed to bless you if you can't even see the things that he has done for you? So I really just call things out as, you know, that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for, you know, my own room, my own space. I'm grateful for the things that I have in my room. I'm grateful for my new vlogging camera that I actually just got. I'm grateful for the ability to be able to get that camera. I'm grateful for the ability to have, you know, the resources I need for my channel. I'm grateful for, you know, me meeting my editor. I'm grateful for my audience on YouTube. I'm grateful for touching someone's life out there. I'm grateful that I feel like I can really be myself, and I have been myself at every step along the way on YouTube. I'm so grateful that I honor, you know, how I feel, and I let myself feel things and I let them pass. I'm grateful for my, you know, mentality, how I think. I'm grateful. What are you grateful for? You cannot be the it girl when you don't even know what it is that you are grateful for. You cannot be the it girl if you are constantly comparing yourself to other, because I promise you, that's exactly what happens. That's what the negative spirit of lack does to you, angels, okay? Because everything is about spiritual warfare, okay? Everything. If you are going to focus on, oh my gosh, I wish I had this, then what are you going to do? You're going to see a bunch of people that may have the things that you want, and you're going to start thinking, well, why them and not me? What am I doing that they did, that what do I not know that they must know, that And then you start spiraling down, you know, having the spirit of comparison. And then you're going to meet the cousin of that, which is going to be jealousy, envy, and it's going to transcend into nothing but, and snowball into nothing but negativity throughout your life. It's so easy to do that. You need to start being grateful for what it is that you have. When you are grateful, it is literally impossible to come from a negative standpoint. It literally is. Like, it literally changes your mind, your feelings within that moment immediately. I promise you, because I practice this, and that's one of the most powerful tools that I feel like I've learned from the book, The Power and the Magic. It's just, it's so profound to me when I think about how in control we are genuinely of our feelings and of our mindsets. And it's important for us to really understand that and to really take control of that. It really is important. We are more in control than we'd like to think we are. Way, way, way more in control. Okay. And one of the things that I love in the book is it says every spare second is an opportunity to be grateful and multiply the things that you love. Gratefulness actually multiplies the things that you love. Okay. And you have to, like, there's always a reason. And I remember even when I started this book, I wasn't even in the best space. I was trying to cultivate a more positive, you know, mindset and outlook. And I wanted the know-how of how to do that. So I was thinking to myself, okay, like, in the moment when someone tells you to be grateful in the midst of, like, horrible trauma or, like, a horrible mindset, you're just thinking, are you kidding me? Like, it almost feels counter, like, productive. Like, why would I think about what I'm grateful for in the middle of being in, like, a certain trial or tribulation, in the middle of feeling something negative? And it's, the point is to show you how you can shift your mindset by just thinking about anything. Okay. The ability to see, okay, your eyesight, to look and to see things outside of your window, okay, is hope. It's better. And let me tell you something. If you're not on, you know, in the space in your life to even believe something like this, then that means you're just not ready yet. And that's okay, because it's a lot of things sometimes, depending on where you are in your life, are going to sound like, oh, okay. Yeah. So, man, that's like, not really like the most ideal thing. That doesn't even make sense. It's not realistic. And I know that. I know I'm not the person saying, like, quit your job and in 30 days it's going to happen to you. Like, I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is this is 100% doable by anybody, anybody. Okay. Even if it's looking outside your window and saying, I'm grateful that the sun is still up and it's like 3:30 p.m. or I'm grateful that, you know, I have a car to drive. It may not be the car that I want, but it's a car to take me from A to B. I'm grateful that I even have the ability to put gas in my car to get me from destination to destination, because there was a point where maybe I didn't even know how to drive. Maybe I could not even afford gas at all for me to even be complaining about these gas prices. Like, little things like that really do matter, and it puts you in the driver's seat, and that's how you become the it girl. It's really putting yourself in the driver's seat and understanding that this is going to take strong emotional balance and regulation, and understanding that there are really ups and downs in life, yes, but life is really meant to be enjoyed, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Life is meant to be positive. Life is meant to be, you know, fulfilling. It's meant to be a learning experience, and to not demonize situations and people when they don't go your way in service of saving our egos so that we feel better about a situation. Like, you ever meet somebody where it's like they downplay something just because they know they couldn't do it? You know, like, let's say you want to go try Orange Theory Fitness. I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there. But maybe the person, like your friend, like doesn't want to do it, maybe is intimidated by the workout. So they're like, oh, that's stupid. Like, I would never spend that money going there because honestly, like, it's a waste of money. You could just do this and do that. It's like, okay. Where exactly is this coming from? Are you saying it's a waste of money because you can't do it? Maybe you can't afford it. Like, what exactly, where is this coming from? So they shoot it down and they want to belittle it because it's feeding their ego to make them feel like, okay, this is pointless. I don't even want to do it. So I'm not even going to try. So they're just going to shoot it down. Think about that. Okay. I think true peace is being able to see something isn't for you and not even demonizing it. You know, even in relationships, things not working out. I know it's so easy for us to be like, oh, he was this and he was that. But not every situation is going to be like that. I mean, I've experienced situations that were like that, but I've also experienced situations that like nothing happened. It just wasn't going to work. And I realized that I grew when I realized that I didn't need to like speak badly about them or speak badly about them to myself and make them seem like they were, you know, insignificant or that there were all these issues because it simply didn't work. Sometimes things just simply don't work and we have to be okay with that. You know, yes, there are a lot of things that happen for a reason, but sometimes the reason is just to show you, hey, things don't have to be this big, chaotic, explosive ending for you to just be over a situation or for a situation to not work. It can just be. And just let it be. And that's literally it. That is also how you become the it girl. You don't need for, you know, to demonize people's character for when things don't work out. You don't always have to react to every single situation. You understand that you have to choose your battles. You understand that you have the power to change your feelings, that you are in control of your feelings. You have that power, okay? And your feelings are the fuel, okay? Like they, even in the book, The Power, it says your thoughts and words have no power at all in your life without your feelings. So I want to read another passage from the book. So it says, like everything else in life, your feelings can either be positive or negative. You have good feelings or bad feelings. All good feelings come from love. All negative feelings come from a lack of love. The better you feel, like when you feel joyful, the more love you give out. And the more love you give, well, the more love you're going to receive. And the worse you feel, like when you feel despair, the more negativity you're going to give out. And the more negativity you give, the more negativity you receive back into your life. And the reason you feel so bad with negative feelings is because love is the positive force of life. And negative feelings don't have much love in them. So the better you feel, the better life gets. The worse you feel, the worse life gets until you change how you feel. And I remember when I first stumbled upon this and I was reading that, I was like, wait, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, what exactly does this mean? And as I've, you know, read more and more and more, I realized that is so true. When you're having an amazing and great day, you like, if someone bumped into you, you're not going to be like, wow, like, and that's going to ruin your entire day and you're going to curse them out. No, but let's say you were having a bad day. You know, you woke up, you stumbled your toe on the edge of your bed and you're just like, wow, like, are you serious? Really already? I'm having a bad morning already. Then you go to open the door and your jacket gets like caught on the door and you're like, wow, so this is going to be that type of day, huh? You're already calling out that negativity and carrying that on as opposed to, hey, if you woke up and you were in a great mood and you hit your toe, you're like, what? Like, ow, that hurt. And you move on. And then let's say maybe your jacket happened to get caught on the door when you left. It's like, oh, really? Whatever. Things happen. And you're changing that frequency and you're not accepting the fact that those two things happen to coincidentally happen. But when you're on that negative frequency, you don't realize carrying that spirit of being negative is going to dictate the rest of your day, okay? And this goes and translates into all areas of our lives. Friendships, all types of relationships, career, money, all these things. You think by saying how much you hate your boss and your work environment that it's going to make it any better to be in? No, okay? While you're doing that, maybe you may not like your work environment, but what is in your control? Maybe you can, while you're there, you're saying, you know what? I'm going to play a game here. I'm going to act like you know, from X, from 9 to 5, this is what I do. And when I get home, like, I'm going to be doing this when I get home, or I'm going to see what it's like if I pretend to be oblivious to, you know, how people are acting on today. I'm going to just learn to really, like, box myself in and get in my own world. And I know that sounds absolutely insane to some, but this is the type of faith that I live in my life that helps me to create my reality. This is the type of faith that I believe that God wants a lot of us to have so that we can persevere in life. That is my personal belief, okay? And this is going to transcend into so many other areas of your life, especially as it pertains to your money. If you are someone, I mean, I was reading where it says, like, it was asking how do like we feel about money, right? And it's saying most people would say they love money, but if they don't have enough, they don't feel good about it at all. So if a person has all the money they need, they most certainly feel good about money. So you can tell how you feel about money, because if you don't have all you need, then you don't feel good about money. You know what I mean? And at first I read that like back and forth a couple times because I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? And then I realized that is true. When you don't have money, why would you feel good, right? I mean, I think that's a normal question to pose. You're not going to feel good. But if you just were to, that's not going to, put it like this, it's not going to draw more money to you. Oh, I'm broke. There's power in your words. That is not how the it girl would be. When people say, show up as your higher self, how can you show up as your higher self if you're always paying attention to what's currently around you? You're going to have to cultivate a mindset where you are believing things as though they are, right? So this honestly all goes hand in hand. If you are someone that you want to be the it girl, then to some, you have to go through this, you know, portion, you know, in of the journey where you're just like, all right, I need to be oblivious to my current circumstances right now. I don't know if oblivious is the correct word, but you guys are picking up what I'm laying down. And I need to start showing up as my higher self. If I'm showing up as my higher self wouldn't be worried about money. So why would I be worried about money? It's the same principle here where it's like, if you want to get more of that to you, you can't pay attention to the lack, right? Because that's not going to make you want to love your life. That's not going to make you want to do things. Of course, realistically, you may not be able to go out and do this, but you can attract certain experiences on that frequency of love that can bless you. This has happened to me, angels. I remember one time I went to a car show, right? And I literally went there on E. I had no like money. Like I literally, this is before I started my channel and stuff. And maybe along the line in the future, I'll go more in depth about like that sort of stuff. But I literally could not, like, I don't even know how I was honestly going to get home. I was just going by faith. Like, you know, and the younger you are, you realize you do a lot of things by faith and you don't realize it. And I went out that night for dinner and literally this guy ended up, like, I guess he like liked me and he was like, hey, like, let's go to another like bar or something like that. It was like a really nice restaurant at a car show and he wanted to go to another place. He was like a detective or something. So I know it probably sounds dangerous, but like one of my friends was like, she was following behind me. So I didn't really feel like super unsafe or anything like that. And I have my location on for a bunch of my friends. So there you go, FYI. And he actually stopped. I told him, I was like, oh, I have to get gas. Mind you, angels, I did not have any money to put in my gas tank. And I went to go get gas because I'm like, okay, if he's in my car right now, then like he's probably going to have to pay for this. And I was right. He goes, oh, okay. Literally hops out the car, fills up my entire, like fills it up. Not, can you put 20 in? Like, no, fills up my entire gas tank. I was like, wow. I had no idea when I arrived here that not only did I not have gas, but this person ended up, you know, filling up my gas tank. And I just went there like blindly, like, okay, like I don't recommend that, but you guys understand, like I was not focused on the fact that, oh, I can't go out tonight because I don't have this, I don't have that. Me just being like, whatever, screw it. Like, I'm just going to make it work. Ended up like blessing me in a way. You know what I mean? Like, even when it was pertained to me driving, I was like kind of a late bloomer with driving. I didn't start really driving until I was 18. And there was driver's ed in my school as well. And I remember one morning, my mom, even up until my first semester of college, my mom would drive, like I would drive with my mother in the car because my parents didn't trust me to like have a car to go to school. So my mom would have me drive in the morning and then she would drive the car back and then she would come back and pick me up and then I would drive with her in the car going home. And so one morning my mother did not wake up to drive me like to school, like drive with me to school. And so I just took the car and I left because one, I did feel safe. Like I wasn't actually just doing this because I thought I was unstoppable. Like I genuinely did feel comfortable because when it comes to things like serious, like driving and stuff, you want to make sure you're making a sound decision. I just want to put that disclaimer out there. But the point is, I was like, I can do this by myself. I didn't want my mother to be driving with me. It made no sense to me. Like I already know how to drive. Like, you know what I mean? So literally ever since that day happened, I literally was driving everywhere by myself just because I took that little leap of faith. You know what I mean? So it's up to you. It's arbitrary to gauge what areas in your life that you need to have a little bit more faith in. And that goes for you and me included, because we are all on this journey together. We may be in different, you know, we all have different trials and tribulations that are tailored to our lives, okay? Everyone's lesson is not going to be the same. And this is why it's so important to never pass judgment on other people and their circumstances, no matter how similar they may seem to us. Every situation is tailored to each individual's lives. And that is how you show up as the it girl, where you realize, wow, I've cultivated compassion for myself and for others. I have unshakable faith. I am putting myself in the driver's seat of my life. I'm showing up in, you know, ways for myself that I do want other people to do first, but it's starting with me. I'm starting with me. I may feel lonely in this moment or in this season, but I'm going to get to know myself better. I'm going to sit in that solitude. It may be uncomfortable for a bit, but it will get better. Why? Because I said it will. Why? Because I know that I'm showing up as my higher self, and my higher self is not going to be someone that's focused on what void can be filled to remove that temporary loneliness, or what void can be filled, you know, and added to my life so that I can, you know, release the temporary feeling of boredom, whatever it is. That is a part of being the it girl. And I know a lot of the times we cover, you know, more of the physical aspect of it, which is very much a part of it. So we are not going to, you know, look down on that or anything for that matter. It's absolutely a part of it. But I really encourage you guys to consider all the things that I mentioned today as food for thought, because I genuinely do believe that it is a huge part of it as well. So that is the end of this podcast episode, angels. I hope you guys have enjoyed. Of course, DM me, write comments on my channel to let me know what other videos you guys want to see for Vlogmas, guys. This is very important, okay? We're doing different type of content for Vlogmas. This is not going to be only based on relationships or anything like that. It's going to be like fashion videos, makeup videos, a day in my life, things like that. Oh, I'm so excited. And with that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.